It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I only follow two things on TikTok. Oh, well, maybe three. Animals, always. I follow, my new thing is to follow people who take vintage clothing and DIY it, like repurpose it. You know what I mean? Like take a terrific sweater, but then like modernize it by cutting it up, doing patchwork. I'm really into like DIY clothing all of a sudden.
So it's kind of like that shirt that you have on right now.
I have on a flannel shirt that I did get vintage, but it's All Saints. So it's a high-end designer, but I didn't repurpose it. I'm just wearing it. They take a shirt like this and they'll split it down the middle, take another similar shirt and sew them together.
Oh.
So you have like a patchwork type shirt, or they'll take like, you know, a hoodie and sew it on or whatever. They're just very clever and creative with stuff like that. So that's my other favorite TikTok. My last category of TikTok are funny doctors. I like doctors on TikTok who either say funny stuff or post shit you never heard before. So I found this dude that I've been following named Andrew Yoon, Dr. Andrew Yoon, and he is obsessed with the butt. He's obsessed with the anything that goes in the butt, out of the butt, anything the butt does. And he's a plastic surgeon. So he's posting a lot of different things about, he's posting about like, you know, plastic surgery stuff. But every once in a while, I'll notice that he just can't wait to get back to the butt. So I'm going to show you three of my favorite Dr. Andrew Yoon TikToks that are all ass related.
What is the strongest muscle in the body? The heart muscle, because it beats all day, every day for your entire life.
Okay, so far so good. The heart, very good.
Very good, strong muscle.
What is the largest muscle of your body?
I can answer that one.
The gluteus maximus muscle, even bigger if you're a Kardashian. And what is the smartest muscle of the body?
Same one that I was going to answer.
The body, the anal sphincter, because it can tell the difference between gas, liquid, and solid most of the time. If you're not a doctor.
Really?
Okay, so now let me just recap in case you missed, in case that was too fast. So Dr. Andrew Yoon was telling us three things we don't know about our bodies, that our heart muscle is the strongest because it beats all day, every day, and doesn't stop. And then he went right for the butt, the biggest muscle, the butt.
Again,
the smartest muscle, your anus, because it can tell the difference between solid, liquid, and gas.
You're right. It's very intelligent.
Right. But again, top three things, only one of them is a heart, the other are ass related. Okay, next video.
The average person passes gas 15 to 25 times a day. And this can happen while you're sleeping. And a scientific study proved that every time you pass gas, you are spraying a tiny amount of fecal material. This is true even if it's not a real shart. And that same study showed that your tidy whities will catch all of these particles. So for the sake of your bed partner, please sleep with your underwear on.
Okay, so that was his video about why you should never sleep in the nude. And I love the fact that he uses the word shart, because he's like, he's explaining that you should never sleep in the nude because your butt is really busy. It's farting all night and it's farting little pieces of fecal matter. And even if you're not full on sharting, you are
still spraying the poo around.
Yeah, you're spraying the poo around. So it's not good for your butt partner, for your bed partner.
For the person sleeping next to you. Yeah.
Yeah. I only said butt partner because I'm sure that's what he's thinking. Okay, so now I'm like, okay, so what else does this guy have to offer? More butt pinworms. Stuff.
How do you know if your itchy butt is due to pinworms?
Oh.
These are tiny worms that live in your intestine during the day, but creep out of your butthole at night and lay eggs. These eggs can cause severe itching around your butthole and is one of the main signs of a pinworm infestation. You can test for eggs by applying scotch tape around your anus in the morning, bringing that tape to a lab, and looking for eggs under the microscope.
Okay.
If you've got pinworms, whatever you do, don't scratch your butt and then bite your nails, because you can start that whole infection process all over again.
Okay, now, this is very good information, but I'm telling you, this guy's obsessed with your ass. He can't get enough ass stuff. Now I gotta worry about pinworms.
Now I need tape. In a lab. Can you look at this?
Honey, can you come get some tape? I'm going to bend over. I need your help.
Why in the world do pinworms exist? Why would God, a God, make pinworms?
For people that don't believe in God, this is a really good argument for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about when you die and you come back, if you're a bad person, you come back as a fly in the next life. If you're a really, really bad person, I think you come back as a pinworm in someone's anus.
Yes, 100%. Because at least a fly, while you do spend a lot of time on shit, you can fly around and do other things. A pinworm, you're stuck in an ass all day long. That's your life is a life of an ass. You're in an ass.
Yeah, you're in heaven and you go, okay, I died. Well, you're going to be reincarnated. Okay, which line do I get in? You get into the pinworm line. Oh, come on. Was I that bad? I mean, what about the slug line? No, the slug line is full. You got to go to the pinworm line.
Yeah, you are really bad. You're a pinworm.